Giant Migrant Rights March Coming to Dallas, Will ICE Show Up? By Randy Clark on March 26, 2025. A large march promoting immigration reform that could see more than 10,000 people march from Dallas City Hall is set to take place on Sunday. At least one report questions whether ICE will show at the large congregation of migrants hoping for relief via legislation from the Trump administration's stance on mass deportation. Organized by several pro-immigration groups, including the League of United Latin American Citizens, LULAC, the rally may be the largest group to protest the current immigration enforcement posture by the Trump administration since the inauguration. The group's website and social media posts encourage marchers to carry United States flags and dress commensurate with their accomplishments in the United States as immigrants. Props could include medical scrubs, graduate caps and gowns, and military uniforms for veterans. Check out LULAC's video. Hashtag TikTok. Domingo Garcia, at Dominga, Texas, March 21, 2025. In a report by Adrian Carrasquillo of The Bulwark, some fear the aggressive actions by ICE to target illegal aliens may endanger those attending the march this coming Sunday. Ed Espinoza, a former leader of Progress Texas, a progressive media action organization, told The Bulwark, "They're not going to stand down and let the opportunity pass. This is what ICE does. The third letter literally stands for enforcement." Espinoza went on to warn, "Our people need to be a little less naive to these realities." The organizers' website lists the march's goals as fixing a broken immigration system and creating a legal and humane process for hardworking, law-abiding immigrants to achieve the American dream. In what may be a stab at the Trump administration, the group website says, "We march because hate and fear-mongering have no place in the White House, the State House, and our American homes." Domingo Garcia, a Texas-based personal injury lawyer and chair of LULAC's political arm, told The Bulwark, "We want to show the real face of America's immigrants and not the false narrative that all immigrants are criminal gang members and cartel members." Dallas Mega Marcha hasn't gotten much coverage yet. They've lined up John Leguizamo and George Lopez, the mom of Jocelyn Rojo Carranza, who committed suicide in February after being bullied about her fam's immigration status, and hopes of 20K marchers. But some fear ICE could show up. Adrian Carrasquillo, adriancarrasquillo.bisky.social, at Carrasquillo, March 26, 2025. The groups continue the leftist tactic of conflating legal and illegal immigration to blur the impact of illegal immigration on American communities, particularly the impact of crimes committed by illegal aliens. The immigration enforcement actions being undertaken by ICE in major cities under the Trump administration have thus far been targeted toward criminal illegal aliens. Those attending Sunday's mega march should have little fear if the current pattern for immigration enforcement actions holds. As reported by Breitbart Texas, in one of the latest deportation operations carried out in the D.C. metro area, 15 illegal aliens suspected of being members of the violent Tren de Aragua Venezuelan gang and MS-13 gang, and one firearm was recovered as well. The operation into gang activity in the nation's capital involved agents from the United States Border Patrol Special Operations Group, BORDIC, and the Border Patrol's National Gang Unit, and did not target illegal aliens not on a specific target list. Recent deportation raids conducted in Texas have also focused on criminal targets and have resulted in nearly 200 new federal criminal cases in just one federal court district. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.